everybody. I'm Dr. Breich, and welcome to our Veterans Health Forum. Again, we are recording this episode in our team Veterans Rehabilitation Program, or VRP, series. And to me, together with me in our transatlantic studio is Professor Koscek from Slovenia. Hi, Marco.
Hello, everybody. Good evening from Slovenia in this case.
Good evening from Slovenia and good afternoon from Florida. So everybody present, here we go. So today we prepared for you a very interesting new part of our series. We are talking about different positions or different advantages, different curriculums into the Team VRP series. So today we'll be discussing what represents for a participant in the forum being balneo paramedic. The idea of paramedic was introduced recently by Professor Resch from Germany, one of our co-directors, and will be also on our series in the future. And the idea of balneo paramedic reflects the fact that a veteran who wants to change his career, who wants to enroll into a new program, will have the opportunity to learn about balneo medicine, but also will have the opportunity to support his co-veterans into the new way of getting healthier and participating into the Veterans Rehabilitation Program.
I think that that's very challenging, I would say, for those people who like challenges in their lives. So basically, it may turn and open new opportunities, as we already said in our past episodes. So it is also a business opportunity for those who maybe see such development. And yes, we would absolutely be somehow supporting this process with the information, with the ideas, with the exchange of ideas, with some facts, if you wish. Later on, I hope in the program there will be a chance. I would like to show some maybe photos from what this means. I can do it whenever you will feel, Florian, that I can share that.
Perfect. So the whole program today was actually built on the idea of how a member of the Veteran Rehabilitation Program team could be a coordinator. In other words, the program itself, and I believe that we discussed that many times over, the program itself does consist of two major portions. Number one is the veteran going to the established and high traditional balneo medical center in Europe. Mm-hmm. In our case, it will be Bad Nauheim, starting with that in Bavaria, or will be actually not in Bavaria, in by Frankfurt, but very close to Bavaria. Then spending there under strict medical, scientific, diagnostic procedures. He's developed his protocol for treatment of chronic disease he is interested into controlling. So mm-hmm. that would be the initial part of the so-called treatment. The informations will be gathered. The experts will establish a protocol. The veteran will go, the veteran patient will go into his routine treatment. Observations will be made how this kind of a new treatment, a balneo medical treatment, will affect and stimulate and help the management of his chronic situations. And the program will last between 3, 4, or even 5 weeks.
Exactly.
After that, you will return back home.
Okay. Maybe if you allow me just a minute to share this, what you said here, because it is the nice opportunity to show our listeners and viewers. I hope that this is now coming through.
Yes.
So this is not, of course, from Bad Nauheim, from Germany, but it's from Slovenia. We also claim ourselves being one of the best in Europe in the terms of biology and the treatments. And for instance, prepared a couple of slides. So basically, as you said, you are under the control all the time, being with the medical staff to assist you. All program of, let's say, 3-4 weeks is tailor-made for you based on your physical and mental condition. And that means that you will be examined beforehand, all elements. And then, of course, they start with certain activities which are out of the water, in the water, basically. So combining these things in nice water, thermal water, I would say between 26 and maybe in some case even 32 degrees, depends on what kind of treatment you need, and that's also combined with this. Then of course part of this is also the nutrition. For instance, some people decide for some special program which is called detox, which basically means that you consume food which somehow change your metabolism and help your metabolism to start to function. And of course, by this, you can avoid certain amount of medication, which normally would help your body to do so. So gastronomy is one of the important part of these treatments. There are also activities, outdoor activities, out of the pool, which are happening in the group, socializing, walking, enjoying the nature. For instance, we have very nice spas on the coast. Basically, you are in the pool, but looking actually in the coast, to the coastline, and enjoy also that Mediterranean, let's say, kind of atmosphere and climate. And finally, you also get certain opportunities to meet local people, local providers with, let's say, good homemade food, being surrounded in nice vineyards, cottages. So basically, this is in short, in couple of slides, a little bit of what one gets when get on treatment. There are many more things, but still, in short, a little bit of this. So.
Excellent point, Marco, and I have to say that whatever you said in there, I experienced myself when traveling to Slovenia with you. So yes, I remember also the special detox drinks they were offered us in
Šmarješke toplice
by
nutrition.
What was her name?
Janja,
right. Yeah. I mean, she was a typical nutritionist. She was skinny like a rod, not one dram of fat on her, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And she gives us those drinks, and they look very bizarre. They look, but very inviting. So, but the taste was phenomenal.
Absolutely.
In other words, they were not something like tasted like medicine. They were tasting like something you want to drink, and a lot of it, right? Well,
so. if you are pulling my leg, then I can say I did then, as you know, myself this treatment, not for 3-4 weeks, which is the length. Normal length is between 14 days and three weeks. But I was doing it because I wanted to test myself how this goes on. And fact is that you started at home, you prepare yourself, and then when you enter on the day one, you already start with this. So basically, it is a little bit of effort, yes, but I think it pays back. The results, blood tests, all other tested elements were just phenomenal after the treatment.
And I have to say that talking about about those drinks, right, is like, again, for me, I would say that I'm a beer drinker. Some people drink wine, some people, okay. But once you're starting drinking those kind of drinks, It's not something which you have to fight of, now I have to drink that and I don't do another beer or so on today. No, those drinks are so phenomenal that once you get hooked up on them, they attract you. You want to repeat them. You want to drink them. They're extremely tasty.
Absolutely.
And obviously now you know that that glass of that drink is doing something possibly way better than my beer in my body.
Well,
so here you go.
I don't mind a good beer also, but for instance, I drink every morning now, every morning on empty stomach, glass of this, let's say, juice, which I make myself. I learned how to do it. And this is a little bit of different lifestyle as I had before. And this is what we are talking about. We are not talking about dramatic, major, I would say, even marching, but we are talking about small steps to change your everyday life. And this is where we start, you know.
And this is now what we just have seen, the beautiful pictures from Slovenia, courtesy of Marco. Thank you, Marco. That is the initial phase of the program. And as I said before, the program actually exists into two parts. Part number one, the initial cure or the initial medical assessment and establishment of a program for the veteran in the center in Europe. Then you go to part two. And this is where the whole discussion will continue now. Part two meaning returning home. So once I did, hopefully so well, in 3-5 weeks in a, on the core and in, in the, on the European centers. Now I'm coming back home. Of course, I will not going to have the pool. Of course, I will not going to have the thermal waters, which are unique for the, those areas. And of course, I'm not going to be surrounded completely by those super experts in my managing my chronic disease. So now what would be what I can continue doing home? Because basically, the Balneo Medicine program will be designed around a once or twice visit to the center in Europe, and the rest of the time, or the majority of the time spent home, will be an in-between continuancy of the program. So now, exactly that is the point where we are coming to say that a supporting team in America will have to be created. So now part of our VRP team will be that magic word, Balneo paramedics. So what are paramedics? Everybody knows what paramedics are. They are not doctors. They don't have to have a medical degree. They don't have to have a medical license. But they are medical trained personnel who can help the veteran continuing his treatment and his regimen home, supporting him mentally, supporting him with his physical activities, support, motivating, that's the word, motivating, the constant motivation of the patient. It's super important. Creating groups, small groups of veterans into the particular geographic area where the paramedic is, 3, 4, 5 people in a group, meeting in a gym, doing their exercising, discussing, you know, finding a nice restaurant who can do their drinks or do them home, as you said, Marco, yourself. And this kind of paramedic will be a monitor for success.
Absolutely. Well, I think the best way we can do that, we somehow recruit these people, but also helping them to understand and to be to the point what is Balneo paramedic, is basically to experience such a program here.
In yourself.
So basically, then I think everything will be crystal clear. Well, the other way is, of course, that we provide certain lectures and trainings, and but to my experience, always is throw you in the water, you will start to swim, and that's the best way to know and then to help also others, because you will become kind of ambassador of this idea, and you will be one who will also motivate, as you said, other colleagues to join the program.
Yes, the program we are introducing now, and we will be designing, will have theoretical parts and practical parts. The practical part, thank you for introducing that idea. The practical part generally will be go on such a program yourself. Be part of the program. You don't have to be chronically plagued individual. Just go in there as a fit person, as a person who wants to help your fellow veterans. Go in there, see what the patients are doing. Take part of different programs if you want, or don't if you don't, but at least you are there. You will be also trained with hands-on. You'll be also trained to understand the meaning of what biomedicine can do for chronic disease, which is eminently important, because we do not have the notion, we do not have the idea of biomedical treatments in America. And I don't want to go politically red as a Republican, Marco is in blue, I'm in red. So anyway, we don't want to go there, but I have to say that for the very first time in our history, Bobby Kennedy, who is now our new Secretary of Health and Human Resources and Services, is advocating for a less pharma, more common sense approach to the terrible condition of chronic escalations in America. And we know that, and this will be a point of our discussions many, many times over, we know that based on current statistics, in the year 2050, 4 out of 5 of the entire population in America and in Europe will be suffering with chronic disease. And that, according to Bobby Kennedy, it's a totally unacceptable condition. So I'm saying that, let me be clear what I'm saying right now. The Veterans Rehabilitation Program, it's now advocating to become part of Make America Healthy Again. So actually, what I'm twittering now on or putting it on X, and I have now people tuning in all the time, it's Make Our Veterans Healthy Again will also be part of Make America Healthy Again.
And well, I would say, sorry, Florian, please continue.
No, and I'm done. I would say this is the stage in which we are right now. So for us to present a course for veterans who want to become, who want to help the veterans, their colleagues, their friends, their co-veterans, it cannot be a better idea than to become part of the Balneo paramedics team.
Well, I would say, from my personal experience, there is no single person on the world which could help you more for the health condition than yourself. Which means that unless you want to do it, no medicine, no doctor, no, you know, whatever will help you, basically. And this is one of the opportunity. There are others, of course, but those who choose this one, well, here we are, welcome, where some traditional elements and new paradigms, new findings, if you wish, and new ways of doing it are meeting. And I think this is a challenging one for all of us. There are results, there are evidence how people were, you know, doing better after such treatments. And this is simply to be tasted and then tested and also, you know, get out as a other, I would say, other way of thinking also, not just acting. You know?
Yeah, excellent point. This is a new way, a new medical philosophy. Okay, and thanks to Kennedy, we can now start talking open about it and saying this is not a program against the pharma industry. Pharma industry will be forever there. Pharma industry is the one where we can go right away to save somebody's life. And we cannot believe that in the future, anything could be against pharma medicine. However, we have the duty, and particularly towards our veterans and the historical crisis in their health, with their health, is we have the duty to apply any other science, any other possibility, any other modality, any other way of helping eliminating the chronic disease. And as Kennedy put it, we are now talking about an American chronic disease epidemic. So now this is the new form of epidemic, and it did come in front of our eyes, possibly based on the COVID epidemic, following the chronic epidemic, where we have seen people like over 20, now people are saying over 30 million people died worldwide with a pandemic, based not on the virus itself, but on the fact that their bodies were so weak that a new infection with a respiratory virus could not be managed. And they were weak because of the chronic conditions they had.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, and on another aspect of what we're doing right now, and probably for a lot of people as well, that doesn't mean too much to me. Yes, it does. We are also, in our new programs, we are finding ways of saving costs of keeping those people alive, because the statistics showing that 4 out of 5 will be plagued by chronic disease is not a financially manageable condition. In other words, our Western civilizations will collapse under the financial burden way before we reach that point. And there are many reasons for what. But I'm sorry, let's go back on what we are saying. So the balneo paramedic course, which we are putting now together, will have the practical one, what you are indicating before. Go and see it for yourself. And then the theoretical one, which we'll be presenting online based on courses, based on, you know, education in different directions and so on. And I think that that's what we will be coming more in front of you guys. Professor Koscheck here, he is a specialist in medical tourism, and this is all based on medical tourism. And Professor Resch is the biggest guy we have in balneo medicine in Europe, and together with me here. So I'm a practicing dentist in Palm Beach County, in West Palm Beach. I did my PhD in balneo medicine and in dentistry. My mother was also a balneologist and a physician. So here we go. We have some tradition in this.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I hope clearly put some benefits becoming a group coordinator, which means that, of course, beside you get new insight into this discipline for those who this, you know, means something. You actually would somehow get the support, the information, trainings, also, you know, opportunity to travel, you know, even in case you get the group together, you can be part of the group for basically very limited cost or zero costs, depend on the arrangements. So this is to be discussed in detail. But these opportunities, I believe, are opening new things also for somebody of you who are listening to this program.
Now that we are talking about the subject of money, and obviously any veteran who wants to be enrolled or enrolling himself into such a program, first thing will be, okay, so how do I make my living? So first of all, we have to remember that the new administration and particularly under Bobby Kennedy, will place a huge role on helping veterans readjusting themselves to the civilian life. So there will be, in my estimation, a lot of money for new educational programs. So in other words, an educational program like ours will probably be very close to Kennedy's heart. So we definitely will work on it. We expect to bring it directly to the attention of Bobby Kennedy and see how the courses, what we are presenting, will be paid completely by the funds dedicated to the re-education of veterans. Number two, everybody who will be a group coordinator, depending of the group size, will definitely go to the program for free. Number three, as a balneo paramedic, this is a paid job. In other words, like paramedics who are coming to get you out of a car wreck are not doing it for free. You will not be doing this for free either. So in other words, we are establishing now a new career where you as a balneo paramedic can make a good living. And this is the whole idea that you now, a veteran, an ex-active soldier, you are coming back into the civilian life and you are developing a new career which can sustain you and your family and also return a big favor into promoting the health of your co-veterans. So, because to come back to part two of our VRP, of the program, the part two meaning the home care, the whole idea here is to create, American-based groups or health clubs for the veterans where those people participating in the veteran program can find everything what they need back home. So in other words, you don't go to the European centers for 3, 4, 5 weeks and come back and nothing will be done here. Mm. Yes, we cannot copy the tradition of those centers for centuries in there, the experience, the physical conditions, the whatever is there, what we do not have in America, but we can develop a support apparatus and support mechanism for those patients returning back from the court.
That's very important. That's very important because I think we in this way somehow provide sustainability.
Yes.
Basically, which means that you don't lose the momentum and the energy you gain there, but you keep in a different way, but still with your changed lifestyle and the things you learned here in your permanent life. And of course, then I think at least based on my experience, I see that people who really take this and grasp on this are coming at least once, if not twice a year as a repeat visit. So that becomes kind of, and of course you can circulate in Europe, not just to one spa, but you can exchange different locations, different destinations. And by this, you also gain different and in some cases also advanced treatments because some of these spas are absolutely specialized for certain parts of this treatment.
Absolutely. I mean, based on the individual chronic conditions of the patient,
yes.
They will be directed to the proper centers specialized into that. And now, but the other thing is now, returning to the center periodically, as the program will provide, will also give the opportunity to the patient to analyze his previous results, to understand, medically speaking, what the program did so far for his condition.
Yes.
How much improvement is there? What do we want to go for the next step? What's the goal for the next treatment? And also if another center, as you so well put it, will be necessary to accommodate that new stage in the patient's treatment.
Yeah.
Because again, we are talking about chronic disease. Chronic disease means disease which are with us for a very long time.
For our lives,
probably. Our lives. So now the according to again to Bobby Scanning the idea, is it possible to better such a chronic condition to where we are actually extricating, pulling, gaining back that patient out of the pool of the chronic disease people into a more healthy life? Are we killing the epidemic of chronic disease in America? Do we have a goal of terminating it? Theoretically possible, practically will take time, but we are at this moment on a best possible way to achieve something, and at least make sure that that terrible statistic showing the results of chronic epidemic for 2050 will be considerably reduced. And if we do that, then everything else will get better and better in time, because now it will be approved to us that balneal medicine is bringing something new to the table, which works towards the goal set up by Bobby Kennedy.
Absolutely. Well, I believe that any action now which could help to change these statistics, as you mentioned, and they are absolutely devastating, you know, is worth to try.
Yes.
I mean, the other option is to switch off the light, and then we know that nothing will happen, you know. So basically, this is, I don't say that it's the only one and only opportunity, but it is one of the opportunities in which we believe and in which we trust, based on our experience and on experience of many people whom we are, you know, sharing the experience in their treatments, you know.
And actually, to paraphrase our President Trump when he says, "You have nothing to lose," that's exactly what it is. Trying this, you have nothing to lose, because nobody is planning to take away from you the pharma medicine. Nobody's trying to tell you that now you are on insulin because you are a diabetic, and guess what? We will make you not take the insulin or other things for your blood pressure, for your high blood pressure, for your gastrointestinal problems and so on. We will take those things away from you. Nobody says that. And we have to really very clearly make sure that no people in the audience will understand it or understand us so wrong. Pharma medicine will continue. Pharma medicine will do what pharma medicine does now, what did in the past. However, we are introducing a new element of support. And you, as a chronic patient, wouldn't you be happy to have another option or an additional possibility? In other words, if your high blood pressure is under control and you are taking the medication and you are more or less controlling it, wouldn't you be happier to discover something which will reduce your high blood pressure without additional medication?
Absolutely. Maybe instead of this medication, you can just drink one of mineral magnesium water. And then you just need to take maybe half a pill. And then after a certain time, you don't need to take pill anymore. And this is the point. This is what
That is exactly the point. The point is that pharma medicine brought you so far. Pharma medicine kept you alive for so long. Now, if we can help pharma medicine for a better result, then by all means, you have nothing to lose. And that is exactly the whole point here. Nothing Absolutely. To lose. And now we are offering our Secretary of Health, Kennedy, another way of thinking. And that's, I'm bringing back to where you started, saying that this is a new way of thinking in medicine. This is a new medical philosophy developing right now, thanks to Kennedy, thanks to President Trump. We are now in the new era where we are trying to develop solutions for the past problems. And okay, the world pandemic brought us here where we are now clearly understanding that we can do something, or we should, or we have to do something much better to fight the chronic disease. And here we are. I mean, yesterday, Bobby Kennedy said officially in the national TV, we have the unhealthiest kids in the Western civilization, in America, the sick kids. We have kids with the highest chronic conditions in the world. We have the kids, we have the most unhealthy kids in the world. I mean, I'm not making it up. I'm just repeating Kennedy's statement. Mm-hmm. And with that in mind, question is, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Well, absolutely.
Continuing doing what we did for generations? Yeah. Yeah. Is that what the answer is? Or we are trying desperately to put something, and guess what, people? We do have something.
Yeah. I would call this as a new opportunity for education.
Yes.
Because this is education at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay, it is meant for veterans primarily, but again, not necessarily only for them. Yeah. As we said a couple of times, there is probably also, there are people who would find this interesting for their kind of lifestyles, which they want to change. And I think that health and wellness are the opportunities which somehow are here. And in this prospect, I think we can assist and provide further information if you would be interested.
We dedicated all our activity to the health and wellness of our veterans, as we are stating every time. But again, to repeat what you said, this program, once working for the veterans, can be immediately projected on the entire civilian population.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's probably a couple of things are important here. We started with the veterans because the pandemic damaged the veteran society, or the veteran group of population, much more than damage the civilians, number one. Number two, because even before the pandemic, the health crisis for our veterans has been unacceptable that time. After number three, after the pandemic, the crisis is just enormous. And then it's easier to promote something like that, a program like that, which is unique for America, biomedical program, in a more homogeneous group like the veterans, for the simple fact that once this works for the veterans, it can very easily be copied to everybody. As a statement I want to give here, and you know, I can prove it. Last week, I had a veteran in my own office who works for the VA. It's an old man. He works for the veteran. Everybody who listens to me know what a VA is. It's the hospital, the Veteran Administration Hospital. We have one of the biggest hospitals in the country, 10 minutes away, on the same boulevard of my office, on Military Trail in West Palm, one of the biggest hospitals in the nation. And this man works there. This man needed 4 teeth extracted from his lower jaw, broken to the gum line, okay? All right, in order for us to make him a denture. And he does not get any dental support from the Veterans Hospital. He's a veteran. He works in a veteran hospital, and he doesn't get any dental assistance of any kind of treatment because he's not over 90% disabled. Is that what healthcare for veterans means? Can we accept that condition? And I'm addressing it directly to Bobby Kennedy, what I'm saying right now. Well, Mr. Secretary, is this acceptable? Can we accept it in America? Can we accept of giving illegal immigrants 100% medical care and having veterans who do not have dental care because they are not 90% combat disabled? In other words, if you are 90% combat disabled, you don't need a dental treatment. Put it straight in there. So those are the conditions we are now trying to address to all our programs. Mm. So, I mean, I didn't want to go there, but it just came out of, so to speak, nowhere, because I was, and I'm seeing those kind of patients, and it's like very, very upsetting, very upsetting. And we will have those kind of veterans on our programs because Kennedy needs to know what's going on, and President Trump needs to know what's going on. And if nobody really shows them what the reality is, how would they know? And that's what we're all about. That's why we want to create the Health News Channel, a 24 hours TV program, where we will be talking about everything what has to do with health, not about just veterans, but the health in general. So I'm sorry for the going on in another direction, but
no, I think that this just calls for kind of, let's say, cooperation, networking of those who are in such position, because as a group, I think we are stronger, and a message will be more loud if more voices there. If just one voice, we know how it is.
Yes.
But yeah, I believe that these are very shocking things, absolutely deserves immediate reaction and attention.
Right. I didn't want, and no, we are not a political podcast, but those things, truth has to come out and really needs to be addressed. I mean, we have, by the way, right now, Elon Musk is discovering that millions upon millions of dollars have been sent to different luxury hotels, particularly in New York, for housing and support of the illegal immigrants, while we do have in America veterans sleeping on the street, homeless veterans. Again, is that acceptable? I mean, is it possible to say that it's the fact of life and we don't care of it? That's a simple question. And now for all those people who are listening to our podcast, if you really want to help the fellow veterans and this platform, we urge you to come aboard. We urge you to follow us, to look into our podcast, into our recordings, to jump in, to be part of the team VRP. And by all means, if you want to participate, to be trained into a balneo paramedic, this is the moment you want to jump in, right?
I think good point and fair invitation. So I would say here we are.
For
us to discuss further and what are the solutions. I think we can find good solutions for many, many interested.
I think that this is the most unimaginable proper moment for addressing the chronic disease, for addressing the veteran health crisis. I think that we have on the highest level of the government people who are very interested into changing what has been perpetuated for a generation or longer and make it better. But as to come back on the whole thing, veteran or not, if we are reaching the no return point when we cannot any longer support financially the chronic crisis in the world or in the Western civilization, then it will be a too late moment to start developing new strategies. I think that right now, the strategy what we are offering, it's coming to the proper time, to the proper ears, in a proper moment. I think that our program for the balneo paramedics will make a huge difference. Because we can provide home in America, we can provide a care which is not existent today.
Absolutely. I believe this is, for America at least, relatively new, if not absolutely new thing.
Absolutely
you know
new.
Better than me.
Absolutely
but here in Europe, I could say for us, this is, it's not almost everyday life, but it is what you use, what you often visit, and it's part of the culture which we are developing here. You know, it's part of the, even my children now are starting to visit, some water treatments, saunas, and all kind of things which are there and are actually part of the preventive program, not curative program, because it's already late. Then I think for the society and for the people who want to really be healthy, it's the moment when to take care about your health before you start to face the problems. You know, that's to me, I think, kind of
we could call it the forgotten medicine.
Yeah,
this is the preventative medicine, the preventive therapies. This is exactly what we over the last decades we completely ignored and forgotten.
That's right.
Because to prevent something, it's way better than to repair something.
Absolutely.
Any system, including our own human body, including any living organism, it's the daily routine should be the prevention, not the repair of a problem.
Absolutely.
We have to anticipate the problem, work towards the maintenance, the proper maintenance, and yes, if we are unlucky enough that the problem hits, well, then you have the pharma medicine.
Yeah.
But don't go in there and live your life in the expectation of a permanent crisis, because that's what pharma medicine actually is. It's
exactly.
Coming in the last moment before you're
break
down
it's
to give you the pills save your life. And that's why, but the smart person will not gonna run until he runs out of gas in the car or out of the air into the tire, will prevent that situation. And that's exactly what the forgotten medicine is.
Absolutely.
The prevention.
Yeah.
You wanna prevent problems. You know what the problems will be. Prevent the problems will be way cheaper on a national level, will be better, will make you much happier to stay alive and healthy as long as possible. And you will still have the final emergency care with a pharma medicine if something else goes wrong.
Absolutely.
Because now, not to play stupid, but to say, when you do skiing and you break your leg, it will be very little help from balneo medicine.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, it could be, but it's better not to break the leg, you know.
Exactly. Now, when you break your leg or we are injured in a car wreck, it's the pharma medicine which you can jump on your surgery and pharma because that's an emergency. But if you have high blood pressure and you don't do nothing, just rely on everyday pill.
No.
That's not the intelligent way to go along.
I agree.
And that is exactly what the whole new way of thinking, it's so crucially important. And now this will be also the role of a nationwide TV program, the Health News Channel, which we definitely will ask the Secretary of Health, Kennedy, to kindly look upon it and give us the green light that we can develop that kind of a program, because or kind of activity, because that will give the entire American population a new perspective of health.
Well, I don't think that there is more to be added in this condensed show. So next time we will absolutely find the new topics and themes. But in the meantime, please come back to us with your reactions, suggestions, questions, whatever, and we would be happy to take dialogue with you.
And so the core message today was, if you want to help the veterans, you need to enroll in our Team VRP and consider a career change, consider a new career in becoming a balneo paramedic, because that will be the ultimate thing what you can do to develop a new career, to make you a good living, to participate into our program, into the health program, and to help our fellow veterans. So follow us next time. We'll do the same. We'll talk about something else. But anyway, thank you, Marco. Thank you, everybody listening to our conversation again. Our podcast was dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. And don't forget, it's America now and forever, guys. And be happy that we are all together and participating in this miracle time of wonderful changes coming. You have a good night. Thank you, Marco.
All the best, everybody.